Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Hospitality businesses have been significantly affected by COVID-19 restrictions, such as capacity limits and social distancing requirements. Today, during my regular chat with Auckland Councillor Pippa Coombe, we discussed an outdoor dining grant scheme that is supporting hospitality businesses to increase their outdoor dining capacity. We also revisited the Council's annual budget that has just gone out for public consultation. Pippa also responded to Howick Ward Councillor Sharon Stewart's suggestion that projects such as cycleways and painted roads could be cut from the budget. Here is that interview. Since our move to Red, we all know that hospitality has been affected by COVID-19 restrictions like capacity limits and social distancing requirements. So could you tell us about this new support that Auckland Council is providing with outdoor dining for businesses?
So what is available to support businesses, as we know there's a real desire from HOSPO to be able to use more outside space, is that there's a grant scheme available to add new or better outdoor equipment outside, things like street furniture, shade umbrellas and planters, and that's being supported through the City Centre Business Association, Heart of the City. And so far, 30 businesses have taken up that scheme.
Yeah, and these the fees for dining, outdoor dining, have also been waived. Do you know how much these fees normally are and why this decision was made during this time?
So it was actually put in place at the end of last year in anticipation of summer and wanting to encourage HOSPO to take up the opportunity to use outside space. I think the fees depend on the size of the space requested, so it's like a license to occupy, and then there's a fixed fee as well, which kind of started adding up. I think it could easily sort of start hitting about $1,000 depending on the size. So this is just a way of trying to make it more streamlined, and also Council's taken made the commitment to really fast-track applications, which takes a bit of coordination, because if it involves, for example, extending an alcohol licence, then that involves the police as well.
Yeah, and the Auckland Council has really been encouraging alfresco dining, and I'm assuming it's not just because of the extremely high humidity we're experiencing. So could you talk a little bit about some of the benefits that outdoor dining has, especially during this time of COVID?
Yeah, well, I think people are feeling a little nervous about, even if they can go to a restaurant and numbers are limited and there's all the precautions like mask wearing, a lot of people are choosing to dine outside and to take that option just because they feel that it's another precaution. And that makes sense in Red. And also because of the restriction on the numbers inside, this is an opportunity for HOSPO to just expand the area and hopefully get more covers too. So I think we see in Auckland, you know, a lot of HOSPO already use outside dining where it's available, but hopefully this will give an extra push to extend it further.
Yeah, and then the other thing I just wanted to talk to you about today is the annual budget that's just gone out for public consultation after it gained support of all but one councillor. Could you just remind us of the major items that have been included in this proposal, and have there been any changes since we last chatted about the budget?
So what we were voting on was just for it to go out for consultation. So that will start on the 28th of February. So just by voting for it wasn't necessarily voting to support the package, but it does allow for Aucklanders to have their say on a range of things. And I guess the headline for the annual budget, so this is for the next financial year, is the climate action targeted rate and a whole package of climate action. And that's been developed up over the last few months. Probably, I think, very similar to what we did talk about last year, because that was when the Mayor first announced the package in December. He put it forward, say this is what he wanted to go out for consultation, and then we've just voted to confirm the consultation document and all the details of it. So it's things like having a targeted rate over 10 years will mean that there's money to invest in new bus routes, new electric buses, electric ferries, which is really great news to bring electric to Auckland, more cycling, walking infrastructure. That's kind of the transport stuff. And then there's also, there'll be budget for more native trees, particularly for planting on the berms. It's going to be another big part of it as well. So there's, you know, there's lots of stuff in there that will be a benefit to all Aucklanders.
Yes, yeah, so definitely we'll talk about maybe at the end how the public can have their say. But you did mention, you did share that one councillor said that climate change is the responsibility of the government. Why do you think it's important for councillors to take action on climate change?
Well, every part of the system, you know, made up of government, local government, communities, individuals, is all contributing to climate emissions. And so we've all got to play our part. And Auckland Council, we know, is a direct contributor of emissions and also has influence over a whole lot of things. So it can't possibly just be government that can take action. So things like transport, you know, council can control how many diesel buses we have on the road, and we can control things like putting in better walking and cycling infrastructure and encouraging mode shift. So it all adds up, and I just think we've got to take a collective approach to it.
Yeah, and another councillor, the Howick Ward councillor, Sharon Stewart, suggested that projects like cycleways or painted roads could be cut from that budget. What are your thoughts on this?
It's a very lazy kind of trope that you hear coming from the councillor for Howard. Often she likes to say that if only cut the cycling budget, all of our finance issues would be resolved. But yeah, the cycling budget is such a small proportion of the overall transport budget, which is in billions. And it's also half funded by government. So to cut the cycling budget, not only are you going against the wishes of Aucklanders, who a majority say they want to be able to cycle safely, you're actually going to have negligible impact on the budget, and you're actually going to have worse outcomes because it won't help make Auckland, you know, more climate friendly and safer. So, yeah, it's kind of, it's populist, I guess, to say out there like, oh, you know, bloody cycling, but it's just doesn't, it's not grounded in reality or facts.
Right, well, the cyclists will be happy to hear that that's not getting cut anytime soon. But just lastly, could you tell our listeners, if they want to be involved in the budget, how can they do that?
Really do encourage involvement. So thank you for the opportunity to give a shout-out about making submissions and giving feedback. It can seem like quite a boring process, but it really does matter that we hear from all Aucklanders. And so it starts on the 28th of February, goes for a month. There's a website, AK Have Your Say, and all the details are on there. And it's also, you can go on social media, on council Twitter, Facebook, give feedback that way, and of course all the old-fashioned ways like coming along to a meeting. There's going to be a whole lot that will be virtually, of course, when we're in red setting. But they're very accessible to just join online, and you know, even doing written submissions, of course, too. So yeah, we'd really appreciate not just doing feedback.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.